Hey, welcome, Carm Capriotto. Remarkable Results Radio is episode 494 as we climb, to number 500. Oh my, can you believe? Hey, this is my yearly interview with the Woman in Auto Care honorees for 2019. I'm always honored to hang with these outstanding women as we dig into some deep issues that are ripe for discussion. I'm with Jennifer Mahar, Cindy Frasca, and Jamie Carlson. Plus, hanging out with us in the studio is current President Tammy Tecklenburg and incoming President Olivia Newton.
But it's true. It's that care. It's the concern that I do think women bring a special twist to the industry. Right. Not saying men aren't nurturing and caring, but it is a different level that women care and really want to make that positive impact on everything that they touch.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hi, friends. Carm here, your automotive aftermarket podcast guy. Now, hey, did you get to Apex this year? Well, as you know, Apex 2019 is in the record books. And I must say that Apex lived up to presenting leading-edge technology from suppliers. But also, they did a great job of showcasing the emerging technology of tomorrow. Now, that you got to see. You've got plenty of time to plan for 2020. Yes, November 3rd through the 5th, 2020. Got to write that down. Apex, now more than ever. Hey, hope to see you at ASA Colorado's Summit in late January 2020. Please be sure you stop by my studio and say hi and get a sticker. I'm looking forward to participating in this great event. Hey, I hear from so many that are using their commute time for learn time. Now, that's when they get focused on the podcasts. Hey, do you realize we produce four podcasts a week? Two from Remarkable Results Radio, one Town Hall Academy, and one For the Record. Now, each show has a different format and brings more value than you would expect. And I guarantee you'll learn at least one thing. And if you need anything at all, please go ahead and email me, carm@remarkableresults.biz. And if I can't give you a proper answer, I'll reach out to my network of shop owners, coaches, and technicians for support. Hey, we recorded this episode at Apex 19, and once again, I had the privilege to interview this year's top honorees from the Woman in Auto Care. With me is Woman of the Year, Jennifer Mahar, CEO TechForce Foundation and America's Automotive Trust. Also, the Woman of Excellence, Cindy Frasca, Chief Operating Officer of Kukui Corporation, and Female Shop Owner of the Year, Jamie Carlson, owner Irvine's Auto Repair and Grand Rapids Hybrid. Hey, find the key talking points for this episode at remarkableresults.biz/E494. In this episode, we covered a large discussion on trends, opportunities, and issues facing our industry. And are you aware that the Woman in Auto Care provided $100,000 this year in scholarships? Well, stop just for a moment and fathom that number. It's huge, $100,000. Now, I give large fist bumps to this organization for everything they're doing to engage our industry women and to show career paths to students and to industry newcomers. Hey, welcome to Apex 2019. Carm Capriotto with, my God, this is becoming a tradition.
It sure is.
Wow, I know. We're here to make another celebration of the honors of the Woman in Auto Care, which are actually going to be given out later tonight. We always get kind of a sneak peek and have the ladies here in the studio here at Apex 2019. And let me go around the room and make some introductions. Jennifer Mahar, CEO of TechForce Foundation and America's Automotive Trust, who was honored as the Woman of the Year.
Hi, Carm.
Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer's been on the podcast before. She leads this great organization, and what an honor. Can't wait to hear a little bit more about that. Also with us is Cindy Frasca from Kukui, the Chief Operating Officer, COO. That's cool. Will you tell me later what that really means and what you do?
Yeah, I will try to drill it down.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure you do so many different things. Great company, Kukui.
Thank you. Woman of Excellence. Yes.
Wow, what a great honor.
Yes, it is.
And also with us is Jamie Carlson, the proud owner of Irvine's Auto Repair in Grand Rapids Hybrids in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Also with us is the president of Woman in Auto Care, Tammy Tecklenburg from Tecklenburg Advisors. president of Women in Auto Care. And so you're going to give the honors, start the honors off tonight, huh?
I'm very excited.
Good. And you've been on the podcast before, and you have an heir apparent here with us, Olivia Newton from Standard Motor Products, who's going to become the president, what, in about 5 or 6 months?
In the late February at our next conference, I'm passing the crown, as we say.
Cool. Say hello.
Hello. I'm also very excited.
Good for you. Well, great. Good to have you here. So the Woman of the Year. Wow. Were you kind of surprised?
Very surprised, to say the least. It shows what the difference 5 years can make from going to being very new into this industry to having such accolades and honors bestowed. So I am humbled and grateful and just ridiculously honored. 5 years ago, okay. I got a phone call from my former partner when I was at Make-A-Wish Foundation of America. We have a strong relationship with NASCAR, and it was my former client there who called and said, crazy idea, I know, don't hang up on me, but you need to go talk to this organization. They're looking for a new CEO. And in I came to TechForce Foundation in the automotive industry. So, you know, coming from outside, you know, nonprofits and Make-A-Wish to suddenly being in the automotive industry, I didn't know a soul. Mm-hmm. And one of the very first places I landed was Women in Auto Care. And they embraced me with open arms and quickly became friends and connecting me and helping me to meet so many different amazing people. And here I am 5 years later. Wow. So, yeah, that's how I got started. And these are women who really extended their arms and said, welcome to an industry. And I know you don't know how to change your oil, but that's okay. We love you anyway.
You know, I think that's been one of the critical things of Women in Auto Care. Tammy, you've really reached out over your skis and not only recruited people through networking to bring them into your great organization, but you embraced them and you made them feel comfortable and at home. And also, the ones that didn't were outsiders, you made them feel like insiders.
Being an inclusive community is so important to us. And I think that's really the magic that you know, makes everyone feel so comfortable, and they keep coming back and bringing more women in auto care. And it's on trend right now for lots of the men in the organizations to, when they go to, you know, a new buyer, they have a some sort of a business meeting, they come back with a lead for me. They're saying, you've got to reach out to Women in Auto Care. You need to join. So it, you know, it takes a village, but we're rounding them up.
Good for you. I want to go back to you, Jennifer. We all know TechForce is working tirelessly to help us in the whole education process of our industry to help us in some way avoid the technician shortage that we have. And it needs to start somewhere. Give us an update as to what's going on and are the numbers continuing to be real? And if they are, what are you guys doing lately about it?
Oh, yeah. The numbers are very real. Of course, industry, automotive, diesel, collision, we need 125,000 new entrant technicians a year just to keep up with demand. And yet the tech schools are only graduating 57,000. So there's your gap and there's your shortage, and which is why it's so hard to find qualified, skilled technicians out there. And the industry is suffering from it. So that's what TechForce is dedicated to doing, is trying to solve the technician shortage by giving the entire industry a strategy and a plan for how to do it. And it's everything from really talking about the profession and what it is today and what the opportunities are. And it's getting kids hands-on again and tinkering in automotive because they don't work under the hood anymore and they don't have that exposure. And it's about getting the entire industry to sing on the same song sheet. You kind of have to leave your business card at the door and say, we are all in this together. And we have to make people feel proud and respected to be a technician and welcome them, just as we were saying earlier, welcoming them into the industry and help to attract and then retain them. So that's what TechForce is doing. And then we keep just growing every day. So it's been exciting, and we've got lots of partners and lots of good friends. And like I said, difference 5 years can make. We've been at this for about 5 years and making really great strides.
Wonderful. What can our listener do right now? Give them a mission right now. What do we need to do to help?
Well, do something, and the number one thing is we have free marketing materials that really celebrate the technician, and that's both the men and the women technicians. Yeah. And so part of, you know, what we're celebrating here today is our Women Techs Rock initiative. So go to techforce.org, download the free marketing materials, and, you know, put a poster up, put a flyer up on your counter at your shop, and start letting your customers know that women techs rock, all techs rock, and that this is a profession to be respected and celebrated. So that's something you can do. It doesn't cost you a dime. And the other thing is we are going to be launching the Tech Force community, and it's an online community of future and working technicians. So again, come to techforce.org and just start being a part of the conversation that techs rock.
Thanks, Jen. Appreciate that. I recently spent some time on, is it the Hub?
Yep.
So much great stuff there to download. And it, just like you said, print something out. Learn what you have to learn about what you can do to help. So thank you for all of that. Cindy, the woman of excellence, what's that mean?
Well, to me, what that means is somebody who has really put in a lot of effort in the last year into their trade and their work, and also expanding the Women in Auto Care's initiatives, just really being focused on making the world a better place. And if that's my concept of what excellence is, I feel like I've done a pretty good job this year, more than I would probably be confident in the past years. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity, and I'm totally honored to receive such a great award, one that often I don't feel deserving of, but I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to be reminded every day that I have received this award and I need to live by it. And so that's kind of the goal.
You know what? I think I just heard the acceptance speech for tonight. Very good.
It'll never come back to me.
Very good. Well, then I'll interview you on stage tonight, and you'll be able to just say that all over again. The COO of Kukui, does that include a little human resources?
Absolutely. Finance, HR, I run payroll, I run the accounting, I do the checks and balances, approve payables, approve receivables.
I'm hearing
in-house therapy.
I'm hearing glue, right?
It's been referred. Yeah, it's been referred.
You're the glue. Hey, talk to me about the power of the Women in Auto Care scholarships.
Oh my gosh. Every year when I see it announced and I see all the people who are recipients and how much that helps them in their career, it's really, really powerful. And the fact that this is one of the main reasons Women in Auto Care exists is just outstanding and such a testament of the way that we can progress as women in the auto industry to go into different fields. And it doesn't necessarily mean working on cars. We hope that it's working on cars and becoming techs, because that's what's much needed, as Jennifer was talking about. And so with all of that said, if I had that kind of opportunity when I was younger, maybe I would have chose college. Because quite frankly, we didn't have the money for me to go, and I didn't have the drive to go either at the time. But at the same time, I didn't have many opportunities. And so Women in Auto Care providing these scholarships to people is life-changing.
You can see yourself in those positions of the, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just wonderful, wonderful stuff. I don't really think the industry has a clue how big the number is every year.
We give out $100,000 a year, and in total, we've given out $500,000.
Amazing.
I mean, that's just, you know, rock your socks off, mm-hmm. and come up for air. Mm-hmm.
Just to give you a feel, you know, back in the day, we were giving out $2,000 to $5,000 a year. We were really excited about that. And now we've really ramped things up over the last 3 years.
Unbelievable. And all the money's coming from industry?
Yes.
And are there any fundraisers involved?
We do. We do fundraisers at our conferences. And tonight we're doing a fundraiser. We are doing a Support Women in Auto Care pin.
Okay.
You can buy one. Suggested donation is at least $20. Okay. But it's just a fun way to just pull another scholarship out of tonight.
Hey, Carm here. You know, Apex 19 is in the record books and brought the best and brightest together to create an experience like no other. Now, the big announcement for Apex 2020 is a dedicated section for the service professional. Yay! Apex will present Repair Shop HQ in its own section in 2020. So, if you earn your living in the aftermarket,
Apex is for you. Sure, SEMA's fun, but you'll learn more and see more that relates to your sales growth, profits, productivity, and technology at Apex. And training? Apex will present some of the best aftermarket technician trainers as well as management trainers. Now, regarding emerging tech, Apex will feature again in 2020 the latest trends that will have an impact on the service repair professional. And equipment? Wow. See, feel, and touch the latest tools and equipment that will bring efficiencies to your business. Mark your calendar right now for Apex 20, November 3rd through the 5th in Las Vegas. Listen here to learn all about Apex and when you can start registering. Nice to see you, Jamie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, things are really rocking for you and your family, and we'll get into that in a minute. From Irvine's Auto Repair in Grand Rapids Hybrid in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Jamie is the Female Shop Owner of the Year. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
So what's that mean? You mean next time you go on a speaking gig, your rates go up?
No, it means I have to speak sometimes now when it's not just a customer in the front office, and that's a little scary.
Oh, okay. So you and your husband, Eric, run the company?
Yes, we do.
And daughter, Megan. She's involved. And recently, Megan got an honor from R&W Magazine as an all-star winner. So, I mean, you guys have been on magazine covers the last 4 or 5 months. It's been amazing.
It's been a very fun fall.
So do me a favor. What's your acceptance speech tonight?
What speech?
Oh, excellent.
Actually, there was really a ripple effect in that my husband met Carolyn a few years ago working on the ASC hybrid test. I met Monique, who was a sales rep for Shopware, who introduced me to Women in Auto Care. And Women in Auto Care introduced me to many other wonderful women who have exposed us to so many new things and have had a huge effect on our business. It's been the most transformative season in 25 years.
Wow. And you guys, I think, were cutting edge on hybrids. I mean, I think you guys were doing hybrids when hybrids, people would look at Eric and you guys and say, what the hell are you doing that for, right?
Because he loves electricity.
Yeah. Oh, cool. And so it was just like a natural thing for you guys to do.
Yes.
And it has been very rewarding.
Very much so. Yes.
Great. Succession planning, which is so interesting. We talk about it a lot. You guys ever consider that maybe someday you'll get out and transform the business over to the family?
Well, I had a day this summer where I went in for a couple of hours and then I set up my pottery wheel by the river and threw pottery the rest of the day. I could do that for 20 more years.
Oh, I see. See, and I guess if you have a purpose, you know, a reason to slow down, get out, do something different.
And if you have a Megan.
Yes.
And a Bruce,
yes.
And a Beljeet, and a Sam back at the shop, that can happen.
How cool is that? Any advice out there for nurturing women customers inside the shop?
I think that we have just always tried to make that be a space that we would want to hang out at if we had to, and also that they would be spoken to how we would want to be spoken to in any business, which I think is that they are the most important person on that phone or on the other side of the counter, and just treat them how you want to be treated yourself, men and women.
Good. Piece of advice for any struggling shop owner.
Get a coach or hook up with a group. Come to Women in Auto Care because there are tons of resources there, and there are women who are honest and open and will help you.
I hear it all the time. It's like a broken record, but in a very positive way. We need to do more in our industry by grabbing the shop owner who doesn't have a coach, that doesn't want to network, that doesn't want to come to events like Apex, that doesn't want to join a 20 group. And we need to somehow drag them over the line. And so thank you for those great words. Speaking of raising money, one of your main missions, Jennifer, is to raise money.
Right. Well, again, it's about the collective voice. How do we actually all join arms and say we're in this together and we have to communicate that this is a great industry and that it's open and welcome to all. And we've done about 30 years as a country of telling kids there's only one road to success, and that's through a four-year university, and that to work with your hands is a less than option. And anyway, we've killed the skilled trades, and yet we're suffering from that. So to bring that back, we have to start using our voice. And when I go to workforce development conferences or initiatives, who is not at the table? Automotive. And so you see construction and you see healthcare and you see all the other skilled trades rising, saying we need a great workforce, but where's the automotive industry?
So they figured it out, and you're helping our industry figure it out because now you're showing up.
Exactly. And so TechForce is showing up with the strategy, saying here's how we all sing on that song, you know, the same song sheet. But it will take money. I mean, it takes money to be at the table, to be telling the stories, to shoot the videos, because nobody reads anymore. So you have to be able to talk about the profession and showcase it to the next generation and their parents. And all of that in the end does take money. And that's why we fundraise. And we also turn around and make scholarships and try to be that hub and that conduit through which we can make sure that Women in Auto Care has scholarship money and make those donations for those who are not doing it, for other places to be able to get involved in trucking. You know, recently I had a great experience because I stood on the stage of the TMC conference, and to watch the opportunity to stand on stage and to say, we need to start welcoming 52% of the population into this industry if you want to solve the technician shortage. And as I blurted that out of my mouth, I kind of stopped and looked at a sea full of over 500 men and thought, oh, I wonder how that's going to land. And it was so refreshing to, in the middle of that speech and to blurt that out, get a round of applause. And so I think it's the time is right. This is the cause du jour right now, which is technical education and this bringing back the skilled trades. And so, again, to be able to have this honor and the platform of going out and fundraising on behalf of all of this next generation of the technicians, of the people who want to work on cars, to be able to celebrate them and let them know that what they do matters and that we need their talents, it's just couldn't be the best. It couldn't be a more perfect opportunity and timing.
So we're in a good place moving forward.
I think so. I think the time is now and the pendulum is swinging to hear this message.
Good. And as a, we need to rally the troops. So the shop owner that gets a chance to speak to parents or to high school classes.
Right.
Are we looking at middle school?
Yeah, so we're starting in middle school because the reality is many, many states now mandate that starting in middle school, you have to do career exploration. And so these kids are asked, what do they want to do when they grow up? And they start thinking about who they are and what they would like to do. And then they say, well, I like cars and I like working with my hands. Maybe I could work in automotive. And their teachers and their parents and their counselors go, what would you want to do that for? And we've lost them because they suddenly pivot to something that's going to get a bigger smile out of mom and dad. And that's our bad. And we need to start to re-educate the parents and the counselors about the realities that this can be an amazing profession and it's not the old shade tree mechanic and that this is, you know, a computer on wheels and they should not be frowning. They should be celebrating and helping kids get the education and career that fits them. And so we constantly say it's not for all, but if you know a kid like this who loves to take it apart and put it back together, then help introduce them to the career possibilities. And we're just here to connect all the dots and to, like I said, fundraise and be that arsenal. So whether you're a shop and you're like, hey, look, I want to help, but $500 is a huge donation to me. The reality is that's a huge donation. This industry is massive. And it's kind of the McDonald's hamburger theory, is if everybody threw in a buck, we'd have $1 billion. So do something, throw in your buck and take the marketing materials and start to push them out because everybody knows a kid like that. And if you're telling your customers, even with a flyer or a take one after their service, that we're celebrating and we respect techs, that flyer may find its way to the kid who's struggling and the family struggling to find a career and an education that fits their kid. And they don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
So it's really that grassroots marketing of just trying to say, if we care and we work in this industry, why not invite others to join?
You know, Jennifer brings up such a great point mm-hmm. about working with our hands. For eons, people are born to work with their hands. But yet, in the last so many years, we've seemed to say, I'm sorry, Johnny, you have to become a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant or this and that. And Johnny ends up 30 years old
not working in that job that he went to school for, and now looking for something that he can do with his hands.
I have a really great example of that in my husband. So he tinkered with Legos his whole life growing up, went to school and became a mechanical engineer, and has struggled for 20 years in every job he has had because he is built to put together and take apart physically, not on a computer, not what's in somebody's mind, but to in real time make that happen. He is the quintessential person that, Jennifer, you were just talking about. He's actually, he has quit his mechanical engineering job, and he's going back to school to become a CNC machine operator. So Perfect. He's becoming that much closer to getting hands-on because we've just come to the fact and conclusion that you are made to do that, not just sit behind a computer all day long.
When he touches something, he's got the vision of what it's going to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we call it tactile intelligence. Yeah. And the reality is we have to start honoring that.
Yes.
You know, there is an intelligence. If I take it apart and try and put it back together, there's 20 leftover pieces. But others, they just intuitively get it. There's brilliance in that, and we need them.
Yeah.
Cindy, how is technology going to impact the aftermarket since you work for a technology company?
Speaking of not working with your hands, so technology is really powerful. And if you use it in the right way, you can really find information out that you would never have seen even 3 years ago. And so to have these data points through technology of how your business is operating, and you can maximize your business based on these data points, is really, really powerful. And without these measurements of what your marketing is doing, imagine if Irvine's had no insight into what their Google Ads does for their business. And they just think, and this is what we hear, the phone's ringing. Do you know how many of those people are actually coming in and becoming customers, lifelong customers, one-time customers? That's what technology can show now. And from the user's perspective, the more they're engaged, the more it's going to help, the more their business will be successful.
How about the future of websites? Where is that going to be?
They will always be there.
Okay.
There has to be a data point. They may not be spent, there may not be a lot of time spent on them. That top portion of the website will always be the most important.
Above the fold.
Above the fold.
Isn't it amazing? Above the fold, you got to say it all today.
Yep.
Because
it's becoming above the scroll.
Yeah.
That's what
it's
I mean.
True.
I mean,
it's true.
If you take the above the fold to a mobile device,
yep.
You know, my finger. I had too much workout today, so I'm not going to use it.
Yep.
If you can't show it to me on my little, 2x3-inch screen,
yep.
Then it's not important.
If it's not what pops up immediately, we're moving on.
Wow.
Well, even in video, all the video storytelling that TechForce is doing right now, we're down to 8 seconds. That is literally the attention span that if you don't capture them in 8 seconds, you're done.
Well, here we are at about the 20-minute mark in a quote-unquote long-form audio interview. And podcasting is growing leaps and bounds in the industry, in the U.S. So here's the deal. The deal is that if people have the right time in the right mindset and, they're prepared to come in and learn, then they'll invest. But yes, if we're out there learning and looking, boy, it's amazing how time challenged we are, especially if we want to learn something while we're eating or while we're waiting in a line somewhere.
Or driving.
I was just going to say that. Oh, my God. Don't even.
I wouldn't do that.
Jamie, let's just go into that. You guys jumped on board hybrids right away. Technology in the automotive, you guys probably talk about it, see it, feel it every day. Electric vehicles, EVs, are you working on them?
Yes. Okay. There are not as many of them in our market. By far and away, a Toyota Prius is what we see the most of. But we're even preparing for ADAS to see how that goes. We're getting ready to do an expansion, and it's like, oh, there's a nice big flat area.
Mm.
We don't know if that's what we'll need to do.
Yeah.
We were always the shop that had factory level scan tools for anything we worked on. Mm. And there are so many facilities that do not subscribe to that now. I don't think in the future they're going to be able to adequately repair vehicles.
Well, you're so smart about thinking about ADAS because we've done shows on ADAS. We've recently done a Town Hall Academy. And in fact, about 3 or 4 minutes of one of our Town Hall Academy is in the kiosk over at the Emerging Technologies display here at Apex. It looks to me like if you want to get into ADAS in your market, you need to almost be the first because there may not be enough work to support multiple shops doing ADAS. But again, the challenges of having the right equipment in the right facility is going to obviously impact that decision.
Definitely.
I don't know, Jamie, if you had a chance to ever listen to our podcast as we talk about technician pay. And we did this huge Town Hall Academy on paying technicians $100K a year in a package, benefits and pay and incentives. Do you see that as a determining factor of how successful we're going to be to attract and retain technicians?
Yes, I do. And I think we're getting there. We also need to not be afraid to charge enough money for our services so we can afford to do that. And I think that's coming, and there's going to be enough of a shortage where it will happen.
You're so right, and that seems to be the bottom line is that, okay, great, I would love to pay people more money, but I don't have that money to pay. Well, then it goes back to something you said earlier. We need a coach. We need to learn how to make more money. The best technicians in the world don't make the greatest shop owners. We've known that. If you're listening and you're struggling, face the fact you need help to become a better business person so you can save your business and grow it and retain great talent. Jennifer, what does it take to attract women into our industry?
Well, as Jamie said, I mean, pay is going to be very important to any technician. And the reality is we've got a supply and demand problem. So it still is, you know, flabbergasting that we too many don't want to pay their technicians, even though it's the backbone of their service business. And what does the cost of an empty bay really cost you? So it's a massive question. But then you also start to say, you know, less than 3% of technicians are women in this country. And so that's why I say, if you want to start solving the technician shortage, talk to 52% of the population. But you have to walk the talk. So I always say, audit your own business. Start to look around through the eyes of women who may be coming to interview with you. So, you know, what are the posters hanging on your walls? And is it a poster with a babe across the hood? And is that offensive? And walk into your bathrooms where the technicians are supposed to go. And is that a place that the guys have hung out on and suddenly women say, I'm not welcome here because I don't see that you care about, you know, some basic needs? It's these little things that when I come to interview, is there another female tech that I get introduced to that I can see myself? If you have the opportunity to set down the boundaries right from the get-go to say to your male technicians, like, we will not allow zero tolerance for harassment, those types of things, and then you walk the talk that the minute you're outside those boundaries, you crack down on it. Those are the things you can do to audit your own situation and raise the bar and make sure that you're being able to hire the best and the brightest. And it's not just the skill set of tactile intelligence, but it's problem solving. It's attention to detail. Think about the power you would have of a technician being able to communicate with your customers, to have the communication skills and the ability to bond and let them know and explain to the customer what's going on with their car. The reality is the majority of your customers are women. So, you know, again, being able to champion your female technicians and connect them to your customers is important. And I'd say the last thing is we're talking about Gen Z. Those are the up-and-coming technicians. And Gen Z is the most socially conscious generation since World War II. And they care about making the world a better place. And they'll work anywhere. And they can sell widgets all day long. But what are they doing to change the world? That's what they want to know. So if you're only servicing cars and that's it, then you're just a commodity and they can work anywhere. But if you care and you talk about how you're helping people, that can actually touch and be a huge retention issue. And so when we talk about, you know, I run video all the time and interview technicians, and I was really flabbergasted to hear how many technicians talk about their love and passion for the industry because they get to help people.
Yeah, I think that that's a great point, Jennifer, because if you have that servant's heart, if you have the ability to help people and that's what you have learned that you are best at, that can be applied anywhere that involves people. And so hopefully people can identify that in themselves. And like you said, it's not going to matter what you're working on. You're making that impact. If you can make somebody smile on a day in which they're finding out that they're going to have to pay a $3,000 repair bill, I think that's a successful day because you care. And that translates into women working on the cars, nurturing the vehicle in a weird way. But it's true. It's that care. It's the concern that I do think women bring a special twist to the industry. Right. Not saying men aren't nurturing and caring, but it is a different level that women care and really want to make that positive impact on everything that they touch.
Well, and we talk about in any business, the best team is a maximum mix, a max mix of people,
yep.
and that they have different skills and different abilities. So why would you not want your technician workforce to include women who have just a different outlook on attention to detail, who have a different outlook on service
yep.
and relationships, and as you use the word nurturing. Mm-hmm. So it's a positive move for companies to diversify their workforce.
Yeah, it's not better, it's different. And that's what we need to focus on.
I think the same thing that attracts women also attracts great male technicians as well. I mean, it's or the kind of technicians that we want working for us and that are have a real positive impact and also really want to take care of customers.
I like where this went, and it reminded me of this book that I'm reading right now. I think you all know who Simon Sinek is. If you've done any reading and tried to be a better leader, he wrote the book Start With Why and Leaders Eat Last. He wrote a brand new book called The Infinite Game. I just picked it up. It's like hot off the presses. And Jen, you were kind of describing Gen Z, and all I could hear was purpose. And Simon is now trying to call it Just Cause. And I'm really enjoying this book. It is a completely different view of any company that drives numbers and profits ahead of people and purpose. But he kind of goes on to describe how they need to change by having a just cause that people can believe in. And so you kind of nicely sum that up. Hey, I had a blast. Thank you all so much. Glad we were able to do this for, I think, our third year in a row. Congrats to Auto Care Woman of the Year, Jennifer Mahar, the Auto Care Woman of Excellence, Cindy Frasca, and the Female Shop Owner of the Year, Jamie Carlson. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Carm.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.